America tonight. Glad you found us on the dial across this great country and all those nooks and crannies and flyover states everywhere in between. Have you heard the latest, another gaffe out of the current vice president's mouth? You know, Joe, you just write it down. If you follow the script, it's so much easier. I'll tell you what he said coming up in a few minutes. But before we get there, really an awful day, if you think about it, in D.C. Everybody's away at this point, vacationing or running for office. You had the Family Research Council, a pro-marriage, traditional marriage, anti-gay marriage, an anti-abortion nonprofit conservative group. You had their world almost shattered thanks to a security guard who acted quickly. That did not happen. Now, the guard was clipped. He was shot. He's fine. He's in stable condition. He's fine. But 28-year-old Floyd Lee Corkins II is not fine. He was working part-time, helping out a group, an LGBT group, and apparently had enough of the group called the Family Research Council because this couldn't be more polar opposite than where he was working in the LGBT community. So he walked in with a Chick-fil-A bag and a gun, decided he was going to shoot the guard. The guard was able to wrestle him to the ground after he was shot by Corkins, who was pretending he was an intern when he came into the lobby. If the guard had been shot and down and could not get up where he was shot, but if he had been completely taken out of the equation, this guy could have gotten up into whatever office and shot a bunch of people. He did start to shoot, but he didn't shoot any, there wasn't anyone around other than somebody, a few people in the lobby, but very few. So he would have had to go up into the elevators, and who knows what would have happened there. So this guard did his job. He was the gatekeeper because he never made it past the front. If he had made it past Leo Johnson, who knows what hellacious body count we could be talking about here on America Tonight. It's too familiar for us. The Colorado movie shooting, the shooting at the Sikh temple, and now this crazy nonsense with somebody who's lost it in some form and decided that he was going to go in and just take out an organization or take some people out in an organization, even said to the guard, it's not you, it's about this. It's not you, it's about this. Faith, family, and freedom in public policy and public opinion. That's the FRC. They weigh in on policy. Clearly, they are anti-gay marriage, anti-abortion. Tony Perkins, very popular guy, even for people who don't agree with him, very popular in D.C., said, our first concern is with our colleague who was shot today. Our concern is for him and his family. Didn't want to get into the whole ideology discussion. Didn't want to do that. The National Organization for Marriage did, however. They said that today's attack was the clearest sign we've seen that labeling pro-marriage groups as hateful has to end. Yeah, what's interesting here is, and hasn't been played up a lot, is we're talking about, as much as someone will hammer a right-wing nut went crazy, this is a left-wing nut who went crazy. That's what happened here, so that's not being talked about. Whether there's no place or for violence in our society or whatever, of course there's not. The Family Research Council, their security has been shattered by what went on, and thank goodness the guard was able to stop them. Because who knows? This is maybe a microcosm for what's happening across the country. The no gray area thing or no conversation. I hate you because you hate gay marriage. I hate you because you XYZ. And clearly this is something to do with the motivation, I would assume, based on what he said. And this is somebody who was staffing a front desk on the weekend, most Saturdays, for the last 6 months. People saying, oh, he was so pleasant, he was so nice. It's incredible. Incredible. Incredible enough that he had a gun and he was going to go shoot it and kill a bunch of people. We assume. Didn't happen. Comes in with a Chick-fil-A bag, is saying, don't shoot me, it's not about you, it's what this place stands for. So my friends, the winding road over Second Right Amendments and gun control versus gun rights, we have only just begun a new path down in a direction that I think a lot of us don't want to go in. It's not going to happen anytime soon with the politicians. Could come up in the debates, but there's not a lot of green area between now and the end of the year. So there's no legislation that's going to be thrown up as a result of these three shootings. But it's awful. The shooting spurs the debate on a lot of things, including gun rights again, including the gun rights. Coming up in America Tonight, we talk about this all the time. The markets were up today. The NASDAQ was up anyway, and so was the S&P 500. The markets are fluctuating kind of like a roller coaster of deep valleys, and they're boom, up again. Deep valleys, and then boom, they're up again. But that's part of the whole summertime thing, too. So we're going to talk next on the show, in our next segment, with somebody from a group whose mission is to talk about prosperity in the United States and how we've missed out lately on that prosperity. What needs to change for that to happen? And all of this centers around an interesting ad that was done to illustrate the Olympics and the competition. Take a listen to the ad.
We live in a competitive global economy. During the 20th century, the American economy led the rest of the world. But now, America is beginning to stumble over hurdles that other countries don't have. Taxes on American businesses are the highest in the world. Our regulatory red tape makes running a business expensive and unpredictable. And our national debt is fast approaching $16 trillion, which trips up economic growth. America is falling behind, but this is far from over. Our best days are still ahead. Learn more at EmbraceEconomicFreedom.com.
All right, so coming up next, Chris Myers to talk about that ad and where we're headed. He's with the Americans for Prosperity Foundation. On the flip side, here on ATN.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose.
Well, the Olympics just wrapped up, and as many of you know, we had our Olympic challenge. 104 medals for the USA, blowing away all the other countries, leaving them in the dust. There is an area where we are not leaving people in the dust, and I talk about it all the time, and it has to do with business and the economy. The United States, I think, should not be in the position that it's in. So, frankly, what are the obstacles? I love, love, love this website I came across during the Olympics. Someone sent me a link to it. It was the Americans for Prosperity Foundation who came up with this web ad. And they basically use the Olympic Games as an analogy, if you will, between Olympic athletes and the American economy. Somebody who knows all about this website and the things that we're talking about when it comes to Americans and the economy and business, Chris Myers from the foundation joins us now. He's the senior manager of training and education. Chris, thanks for hopping on ATN.
Hi, Kate. It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
So what was the what was it that led you to design that ad? Were you thinking, ooh, Olympics, we have these incredible athletes, we know we're going to do well at the Games, but yet what's going on with our economy? Let's try to make the leap with American businesses. Was there a big wild brainstorming session that went on that had this ad come about as a result?
Well, yeah. Well, we had our project, EmbraceEconomicFreedom.com is the website, and we look to educate a lot of our grassroots members on the issue of economic freedom, and obviously trying to tie it into the Olympics as a topical theme. So we thought we'd try and kind of relate the issues that we're working with to kind of how we're competitive with the world, and we thought that the theme of running on that track, facing the hurdles that we're facing, was a good theme to use.
Yeah, and the hurdles that we were facing, like big government, business taxes, that kind of thing. What else were you visualizing, and what else do you think are the stumbling blocks that we keep running into in this country right now?
Well, there's several stumbling blocks. I think the overall theme of the ad is to basically express that we've got to face reality and the fact that we're dealing in a globally competitive economy. My old professor at George Mason University, Russ Roberts, had a great saying. It says, reality is not optional. We can only, stick our heads in the sand for so long until we have to face this fact. And so we've got roadblocks and hurdles that we have to deal with from, the size of our government with our $16 trillion total debt that we're now facing to the, regulations that are strangling our businesses, as well as, you know, issues with regard to the tax laws that those companies have to face as well. One of the things that we discussed in the video is that we've got, you know, the largest corporate income tax, the largest top corporate income tax for our industries in this country to face. Now, when you're talking about the larger businesses that can, you know, hire the, all the accountants to deal with the loopholes and the subsidies that they're able to take advantage of, then that's one thing. But if you're the small business, you don't have those same resources, and so you're put at a distinct disadvantage, especially with countries like Canada that just lowered their rate to 15%.
Oh, yeah, the 15%, too. I mean, that's incredible when you look at what ours is, as you were just talking about. You know, absolutely amazing. What do you think? And then this is what we get into every single night, it seems, on the show, what it is that we can do to start addressing some of these problems and get over these unnecessary hurdles to our economy. What are some of the things that you think we could jump on right now, besides obviously lowering the corporate tax?
Well, we can lower the corporate tax. We can also, on the business side, the capital gains tax that we have, it's been lowered since the Bush administration lowered it, and it's been subsequently repetitively extended over and over again until the end of this year when it's set to expire. We need to pass that stuff permanently. We don't need to keep pushing that down the road and extending it forever on end. We need to go ahead and do that in a permanent way. The other thing we need to do is to start cutting spending. I mean, debt is, you know, choking as far as the economic growth in this country goes. It's really strangling the economic growth capabilities of this country, and so we need to stop the spending that we have going on and deal with the long-term deficits that we have going on with our entitlement programs. Those are some major things that we can start doing. And, you know, owning up to the regulatory burdens that we're putting on this small business. Businesses deal with, there was one estimate by the SBA Small Business Office of Advocacy that they face $1.7 trillion because of these regulations that they're dealing with in costs. At a national level, if you look at the staffing increase, since 2008, the regulatory agencies are staffed up by 34,000 individuals. You know, these are real costs that these small businesses are having to deal with. And so, you know, attacking from all those different angles are, I think, an important part of keeping us internationally competitive.
Yeah. Since you've hooked up and been doing your work for the Americans for Prosperity Foundation, is this some of the worst, some of the ugliest numbers that you've seen? Like with the, of course, we all know this, the federal debt is rapidly approaching $16 trillion, and some of the things that you and I just discussed, is this some of the worst that you've seen numbers-wise?
It's definitely not some of the better numbers that I've seen over time. I do like to always try to be an optimist on these things. I like the kind of the Ronald Reagan happy warrior approach to doing policy, and that you need to be optimistic about the fact that we can make these things better. So while they're not definitely not the best numbers that we've had, we've had a larger national debt in relation to the size of our economy in World War II, but that was World War II. I think that there are some other factors playing in there that we're not dealing with those kinds of issues right now. And I just think that we can get ourselves out of this, but we need to start passing policies that kind of affect change now. We don't need to be waiting. The longer we wait, the worse these things are going to get.
Yeah. And your ad, your web ad got a lot of attention. So you realize that that's successful. So is that part of the plan in the future to look for more angles like that?
Yeah, I mean, we love playing with relatable themes that can get people interested and engaged, and that's kind of, you know, our mission at AFB is to educate people on these topics and the importance of economic freedom. You know, we like to reach out to all audiences and try to help them to understand why these issues are so important, why kind of reducing the size of government, limiting regulation, you know, advancing free trade is another big issue that helps with our economic freedom. And I think these are things that we need to be advocating on and teaching people and helping them to understand why these things are so important.
Yeah, I agree with you. Chris Myers, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
We've harped on this, as I said right there, for a very long time, and this is part of what this election is about, what's going to happen when it comes to small businesses. This was the big freak out for affordable care and where that was headed and what that would ultimately mean for small businesses, which the definition is 500 or less. And the answer is at this point, we know we're struggling. We mentioned the amount that we're talking about deficit-wise with the 16 trillion, and who do we want to have that debt hanging over our head? And the answer is China is going to surpass us by 2018, maybe even perhaps before that. And that's pretty scary. You know, the analogy of the Olympic athlete and the power of the United States in the games, we were so neck and neck with China, then finally pulled away at the end, thank goodness, with the 104 medals. But there's going to come a day, if we don't become more vigilant about where we're headed with our future, the dollars and cents of it, where we're headed with quantitative easing, in other words, just printing money with nothing backing it, where we're headed with the Federal Reserve, where we're headed with taxes, what's happening on the corporate level and individually, pretty much we can just throw it all in and know that China will absolutely overtake us in anything in the financial department if we allow what's happening to continue to happen. And the answer is, at some point, we got to look at into that abyss and say, if we screwed up for decades, or the people we elected screwed up for decades, we have to get back on course. We have to start balancing this budget. We got to make it happen. We got to figure out a way to make it happen. Otherwise, we're going to end up in the back of the pack. We will end up in the back of the pack. And none of us want to see it. That's part of being an American. Capitalism, which has served us well, we have thrived and survived, or survived and thrived on capitalism. People come to the United States for the opportunity. And what do you think that opportunity is? Economic freedom. The ability to know that you can go after it and still get it. But can we still get it? I mean, is it possible to have the American dream, which doesn't mean greed and gluttony and all that stuff? It means making a decent living, having enough money to have a vacation, send your kids to college if you want to do that, pay off your house, for goodness sake, and not sweat it out as to whether or not you can actually pay the mortgage. So it is scary as we watch the erosion over and over and over and over again. That's why we have to be vigilant about the budgets. Can't do it. Can't. And when people say, oh, well, so what? You know, if it's $16 trillion, then what's a little bit more? And what's a little? That's how it got to $16 trillion. Can't do this anymore. I mean, we are at the end. The rope has frayed. We're hanging over the cliff with a frayed rope in our hands.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We got a dungeon moment coming up. You're not going to believe it. As far as I'm concerned, who we're putting in the dungeon, we just can't put him. We can't throw him deep enough in the dungeon because he keeps crawling out of the dungeon. I'll explain in a second. Let's go to Pete first in the great state of Texas. Hey, Peter.
Segway into from the dungeon. You're throwing me in the dungeon. What's up with
No, not you. No, we would never throw you in the dungeon. Never.
Okay. Some book that I've read somewhere about the Israelites, that say they will prevail in war. Now, what book is that?
Could that be a religious book that's rather thick that we have read?
Yeah, over and over.
Yeah, over and over.
Okay, ye of little faith. Let her rip. We will see what we will see.
Yeah. I say let her rip, too. Listen, Pete, I agree with you. It's you and I, that's it, and maybe two other people, because I get hammered every time I say this, but I say let her rip, absolutely.
Yeah, and old Dale, he lives down the road here about 17 miles. He and I listen to you all the time, and I think we're right there on the same wavelength. You know, let it happen, and this economic stuff, start out small, and goods and services,
mm-hmm.
Start selling the service, get away from the goods. Mm-hmm. Start out small and work your way up. And, you know, build a business again. You know, we've gotten so large, but you know, it costs a fortune to start anything up. But you start out small with a dream, you can make it happen.
I agree with you. I hope more people feel that same way. I hate to see disillusioned folks running around because they can't get the bank load. They can't go the traditional route. You can't think like that anymore in business. You said it. You hit the nail on the head. You have to start out and you have to offer a service, really. It's not about the products, because to make the products, you're just not going to knock it out of the ballpark unless you have serious dough.
You know, and Mr. Meyer there that you had on, he talks real good, but man, that's global. That is so, you know, that's worldwide. You know, you're not gonna crank up and be a giant off the bat. Start out slow. You gotta walk before you run.
Yeah, good advice. Walk before you run.
Well, anyway, I forgot to tell you. Look up a Bruce Willis, Damon Wayans film called The Last Boy Scout. Excellent film.
You know what? I never saw that. Somebody else told me about it, but I have never seen it. Last Boy Scout.
The Last Boy Scout. And go ahead and rent Cool Hand Luke. You need a dose of that.
I love Cool Hand Luke. Are you kidding? Oh, that how old is that film? That goes way back.
You're looking back in the 60s, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, George Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome film. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm on a rant. So,
wow, George Kennedy, there's a man's man.
Okay. Eat them damned eggs. Anyway.
Thanks, Pete.
Later.
George Kennedy's been in a couple of flicks that I've seen. You know, the best stuff that it's like what Pete's recommending. We do our cheap movie reviews on Friday morning. Sometimes because of what's out there now, you see the good stuff and then you're out of it, so you got to dig back into the vault and see the movies that you were too young for or missed. And a lot of those movies are the movies in the 60s and 70s that still hold up. I actually saw for the first time the other day, bet you some of you don't even know what that is that I'm trying to portray there. It's one of the running themes in the movie. The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman, who I think now is 73, he was a kid when that movie was made. Anne Bancroft as Mrs. Robinson. It's a wild movie. Catherine Ross was in it. It sort of was ahead of its time. Anyway, it's a good rent. I think it's like 99 cents, something like that. You can get it on Vudu or probably even Netflix. I'm sure that they have it. All right, I promised a dungeon moment, and I am going to deliver a dungeon moment. So who goes in the dungeon? Jerry Sandusky is convicted on all of those sex charges. Remember, 45 charges. And it's a question of how many lifetimes is he going away. So we figure, boom, he's out of here. We're done with him. It's horrific what happened. We keep hearing of new people coming forward and terrible things. And what did his wife know? Dottie. And he had kids in the basement. All this other nonsense. But this is the weirdest part. Okay, so he's in prison. Sandusky is writing a book. His second, by the way, in prison. His wife is helping him. I'm thinking, who's reading a book by Sandusky? What's the title going to be? The Personal Touch, Jerry Sandusky Fills the Void at Penn State. How about this? Hiding Behind the Nittany Lion's Roar, Confessions from a Pedophile. Give me a break. Would you really want to read any of that? What's he going to put in that book that's going to be of interest to anyone? Certainly he's not going to reveal the things that happen. I mean, what could we possibly want to hear from Jerry Sandusky? So I'm going to ask Donovan Madsen to do me a favor and open the dungeon. And I know at some point we've probably thrown him in, but we have not done our job. He needs to really be shoved in the back of the dungeon. So without further ado, bye-bye, Sandusky.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. The victims, it's horrible. How do you take advantage of 10 and 11-year-old boys? And I don't want to go off on a wild soapbox moment on that, because at this point, of course, everyone knows how I feel about it, and I'm sure how all of you feel about it. We've been down this road before, and it's terrible. It's terrible that this was allowed to happen. It's terrible that the university, in all their arrogance, let it continue, didn't take it further, didn't get him away from those kids sooner, because they could have done that by pulling the trigger and talking to the cops. We know the story. We've already been down that road. But stunner that he's writing a book, thinking anyone would want this. Donovan shoots me a note. He's adding a sub-dungeon to the dungeon just for him. And right on, because that's what has to happen. I hate to see... It tears me up of all the things that you see. You know, nobody wants to see any harm come to kids. You think of violence with kids and animals and women and all that stuff. And that's why in prison, even the worst of the worst want to kill people who rape and maim and molest, because they have families. They have sisters and wives, kids, sons, all that sort of stuff. And it's just the audacity of the whole thing that's beyond irritating. When you see the victims who are men, who are young men, that are trying to put one foot in front of the other, trying to live a life, but what life after they've been so violated by someone with power, someone they respected, someone they looked up to in so many of those cases, who completely took advantage of them in the worst way you can ever imagine. Coming up on America Tonight, a little odds and ends. We need some levity. We need some levity, especially after that awful story about Sandusky. And we definitely have some levity to serve up, don't we always? I have one question, though. I want everybody to think about this for a second. And somebody sent me a note today that I knew in New York that was out of JFK. And they were waiting to get on the plane and sent me a shot of it and said, do you believe this? How is it that someone scales a wall in a bathing suit, goes over two runways, and we think we're safer now, post 9/11? Are you kidding? I'm sitting here in one of the world's busiest airports, and I get frisked at the gate. I get frisked going to the gates, and this guy climbs walls, goes through runways because his jet ski stalled. And we're not concerned about that. And exactly my thoughts when that happened, by the way. How did that happen? Because their system that they paid a gazillion dollars for didn't work. Oh, the sensors. It's kind of like the people down the street from you. They got the alarm. Everybody gets the alarm and ADT and BBD and XYZ and whatever. Everybody's pumping different alarms. Oh, I got the best alarm, and then I got cameras. And then they don't set the alarm. Or the alarm breaks and they don't get it fixed. Or they have it wired up sort of, but they can't remember and forget it. And then the unthinkable happens, right? They get ripped off. But they had this system. It didn't work, so they just sat there. So what, they didn't test this system? $100 million and they didn't test the system enough? Come on now. Odds and ends coming up. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about this deal? Did you hear the story about the guy who shot himself in the butt and then apologized and left the movie theater? It happened in Sparks, Nevada. I used to live in Las Vegas, so I know where Sparks is. Not too far away from Las Vegas. Anyway, he apologized to all the other people. Left on Tuesday. It was the screening of The Bourne Legacy. He went to the hospital for a gunshot wound to his butt. 56-year-old guy. And he was at a hospital in Reno where he was treated for what they call, and all of you know this, through-and-through gunshot to his backside. The man told the cops that his gun fell out of his pocket and discharged when it hit the floor of the theater. Witness is in the theater corroborated his story. See, it's different when you're talking about carrying a gun there. So it's was a freak, weird thing. He had a permit to carry a concealed weapon, and the case gets pushed to the city attorney's office for possible charges related to discharging of the gun. So unfortunately, he could find himself in a world of hurt in a different way. But this normally, because of what happened in that theater in Aurora, Colorado, automatically you're thinking, oh my God, that happens, and you look around and here we go again. I know some people had to be thinking that, and sadly the thing is, also, by that gun going off the way it did, that could have also led to a freak accident. Somebody else could have been hit with the bullet ricocheting off the ground, and that would have been, for this guy, would have been absolutely disastrous. I mean, absolutely disastrous. And whoever would have gotten hit by that. So luckily, that didn't happen, and people did corroborate what he said, because eyebrows were, of course, raised when he was hit in the theater. This story you may have heard. I mean, this has made news all over the place. The second it happened, it practically made news. It's our fascination with snakes, I guess. A Burmese python was found in Florida that set a record as the largest snake ever captured in the state. You wonder how long it was? 17 feet, 7 inches. And here's the thing. This snake, 17 feet, 7 inches, I know you're going to be able to finish this before it leaves my lips, carried 87 eggs. 87 eggs. There was a python before this that was found that was 16 feet, 8 inches, and had 85 eggs. Oh, that's what's going on in Florida? What's happening there that they have these pythons this big? Because this is a snake that is in Southeast Asia is where you find it. And now it's in the Everglades, so did somebody have it as a pet, I'm thinking, and threw it out into the Everglades? I mean, maybe not. But they're having such problems there with alligators now, this python thing. And they've had these pythons. They have no natural predators in Florida. So they've had lots of snakes, I guess, that have found their way there, which seems, how are they finding their way there? And it is mostly attributed to pet owners dumping exotic pets when they become too difficult to manage. Oh, I love my baby python. Ooh, too big. I got to throw you into the Everglades. Because how much do you think these things weigh? If you are thinking like the weight of a man, 165, 175 pounds, bingo, that's what we're talking about. I mean, crazy. 165-pound pet filled with eggs. Let me go and dump this pet off in the Glades. Oh, that's why I went to the Everglades once, and I am not. I used to be such a risk taker on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, like an 8. But I was on one of those airboats. Oh, you forget it. I would not go into the Everglades in the middle of the night, ever. Ever, with all the things that are thrown in there, with all the things that are happening in the Everglades, and they're so thick, and it's swamp. That's what it is, swamp. So I guess perfect for the pet to thrive, but not so perfect if you happen to be there and came across it. It'd be kind of freaky, I would think. All right, speaking of snakes, you know who didn't like snakes? Raiders of the Lost Ark, Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones, remember, in the first one especially. Indiana Jones, one of my favorite movies, the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I like the second one enough and then forget it, the rest of them. But this is pretty cool. They're releasing, it's coming out on IMAX. So you can go to one of those IMAX theaters, and they're going to start showing it September 7th. And it's a way for George Lucas to make more money, but it's a lead up to the release, the Blu-ray release of the series, which starts on September 18th. But I think it'd be very cool to see it at IMAX. They didn't change any effects or any of that when they converted it over, but the audio would sound different. Imagine what happens there, the boulder rolling, chasing him through the cave, I bet that boulder would feel like it was in your face. There's things in that movie that I believe lend itself to that kind of a screen. They have those Omnimaxes too, but I don't think it's not going to be an Omnimax thing where it's round. And that, it's kind of fun to see a movie that way, but your neck, oh, swiveling that neck around like a baby, forget it. Not good. When you leave, that stiff neck feeling you have, ugh, the worst. But in IMAX, it would be very, I think it'd be very, very cool to see it. Just the things that happen in that movie, and the snake, there's a snake scene, and that would, I think there'd be a big payoff there. Let's say that. Got an interesting story for you about calories, because we're always so fascinated when athletes say, well, it's like Michael Phelps. Well, I ate 7 pizzas in one day, along with 5 pounds of eggs and whatever else. From Ashburn, Virginia, there's a football player, Jordan Black, who says he's not trying to lose weight. He's actually eating about 7,000 calories a day to put on pounds. He's making a sort of a comeback because he spent a year away from football, and he was picked up by the Washington Redskins for their line. So he was down to 270 pounds when they came after him, and then he says he wants to get up to 290. So how do you gain weight? Whoa. We could give him advice, couldn't we? He's drinking a lot of chocolate milk and 8 protein shakes a day. Protein shakes will do it for you. And definitely milkshakes, all that sugar, that would, I think that would pump you up as well. And here's our last one that'll make you smile. From White Plains, New York, a goat. Yep, in New York City suburb, they're reporting the finding of a pair of mystery goats. The first was spotted at a residential neighborhood near a busy street. It was captured by animal control. The second goat was found 10 hours later. The police managed to coax it into his cruiser. The goats have been checked out at the White Plains Animal Hospital. They weren't hurt. That's the good news. And neither were the officers who became goat wranglers for the moment. Anyway, when they had to capture them. Police say there haven't been any reports from someone who's missing goats. So what do you do with those goats? Give them away? Auction them off? Take them home as pets? There's probably some things that goats chase off, but imagine what they would do to your lawn. That could be nightmarish.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.